Good morning. Welcome to Access Cleveland. And today we are talking to Legal Aid, and we're talking to Kimberly Barnett Mills and also Dan Natale, who are attorneys with Legal Aid. How are you this morning?
Doing very well, Kenya. Good morning.
All right. So things are changing so much because of COVID-19. And tell us a little bit about Legal Aid and what you guys do.
Sure. So the Legal Aid Society of Cleveland, we are a nonprofit organization that helps people in Northeast Ohio with civil legal issues. And we do so without charge for people that can't afford to hire an attorney. So we represent people with housing cases, with money issues, with public benefits issues, with employment problems. And we focus on providing access to the justice system for those who really have these civil legal needs in our community.
Wow. So what kind of things have you seen thus far? What types of legal problems have you seen popping up because of this whole pandemic?
So we've seen a number of issues, as you can expect, the biggest being employment issues. So folks who are unemployed looking to get services, looking to get help with unemployment compensation, and also, of course, the housing issues, right? So the evictions, which are now started back up again. Our folks are seeing all of those issues, and we certainly are looking to have a way to make sure that people are safe, they have economic security, financial security, and housing, safe housing as well.
Wow. Okay. And so why do you feel legal aid is important? Well, I definitely feel it's important because a lot of people during this time are unemployed and are having all of these housing issues and money is flying everywhere. And it's really nice to know that they have somewhere to turn.
That's absolutely right. You know, we believe that access to the legal system is really important for all people. You know, many people know from TV that there's a right to an attorney in criminal cases. Well, unfortunately, there's no right to an attorney in civil cases.
Yeah.
So really, that's where legal aid steps in to help provide security for people and prevent homelessness, mm-hmm. provide access to education and employment for those in our community that otherwise wouldn't be able to afford an attorney for those kinds of cases.
And I'm sure you guys are very busy at this time.
Oh, yes. Certainly, you know, the pandemic has hit low-income people much harder.
Absolutely.
And what would be a normal struggle every day has become infinitely more difficult. And so we've tried to make sure that they have access to us, that we're available for them. It's a little more difficult now due to the pandemic and the safety precautions we have to put in place. But certainly we are making sure that people have those civil legal needs met as best we can. Additionally, we expect to see an increase in the housing cases, or excuse me, the education cases,
because
of this new system and people not knowing exactly how they're going to access online education for their children, especially with you know the virtual access, and to make sure that children with IEPs or special needs are being met during this very difficult time.
So how can people get in touch with you? How can people acquire your services at this time?
Sure. So there's a number of ways, actually. One of the most common ways that people access our services is by phone. We have a toll-free number, and that number is 888-817-3777. We have intake specialists who answer the phone during normal weekday business hours to help people apply for our services. We also have an online intake portal where people can apply for our services online 24/7. Our website is lasclev.org. And there's information right when you go to our website about applying for services online, and after you submit an application for services online, you'll get a callback from one of our intake staff within 2 business days to help you apply for our services, to confirm eligibility for our services and see if it's something that Legal Aid is able to assist with. We also have a whole host of other information up on our website, particularly specific to COVID-19 and the constant changes that seem to be happening on a daily basis, really, as we're trying to navigate our way through this. Again, our website is lasclev.org, and we have a section dedicated to making sure that people in our community have the most up-to-date legal information pertinent to COVID-19 available to them.
And what if someone is not exactly sure if they need to go forward with an attorney and, you know, actually maybe defend a claim or go to court for something? What if they just have a quick question? What should they do?
So that's a great question. Depending on the legal subject matter that they might have this inquiry about, we have currently a workers' information line and a tenant information line. And those are to help people if they have issues in their landlord-tenant housing situations. And right now, of course, due to the employment situations and the workers' compensation, they can get some general information about those items, or those issues, I should say. People can call into our intake at any point, and certainly we can attempt to give them information that they might need about other legal issues. Many legal issues can't just be resolved in a quick phone call, but we certainly do our best to either help or send them to the right place to get that answer.
I think this is wonderful, especially for the community. People are so stressed out. Things are changing by the moment and literally by the day. So I think knowing that they have a place to turn to that is not going to take them further out of their financial means is a great, great service. So we definitely appreciate that. And so what are some of the COVID-19-specific legal rights that you think people need to know?
Sure. So, again, a lot of these are changing on a day-to-day basis. You only have to look no further than the headline of the day to see that some of these issues are changing so rapidly. I would again encourage your listeners to go to our website for the most up-to-date information on COVID-19 specific legal rights. There's a whole host of information there about housing, employment, benefits, education, family issues, immigration issues, to try to get the most up-to-date information about protections that are in place or may have been in place and have now expired with regard to all of those issues.
That's fantastic. Yeah. And can you give out the information, the contact information, one more time?
Sure, of course. So our website, again, is www.lasclev.org. And when you go to our webpage, you'll see right away information about COVID-19-specific legal information available to the community. And again, if anyone is seeking to apply for services, our phone number again is 888-817-3777. Our phone lines open during normal business hours, weekdays. And again, on our website, there's a portal to apply for our services online. You'll see that as well when you go to our website.
We also can give...
Okay.
the number, I'm sorry, but we also could give the number for the workers' information line and tenant information lines, should people have questions on those areas. The number would, for the workers' information line in Cuyahoga County is 216-861-5899. And for Ashtabula, Lake, Geauga, or Lorain County, that phone number would be 440-210-4532. And should folks have a tenant information question in Cuyahoga County, they can reach the tenant information line at 216-861-5955. And in Lake, Geauga, or Ashtabula, or Lorain counties, that number would be 440-210-4533.
Thank you so much for providing all this information to our listeners. It is definitely a scary thing to navigate. You know, you're dealing with the pandemic and then you have all these issues, like you guys said, that can pop up. And we definitely appreciate all the information. Thank you, Kimberly Barnett Mills and Dan Natale. I appreciate you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Kenya.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We'll have more on Access Cleveland. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm Kenya Brown. I'll see you next time.